News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
All right, how are you?
Edwin Lee Raymer with you right now.
And another, excuse me while I get my headphones here. I can't hear myself, Jax. Sorry. Oh, there we go. Someone must have turned the monitor down. Angela Bingham probably did that just to aggravate me. Kelly Northcutt, you can see her on your screen there right now. And she's been here all afternoon. Bless her heart. And I think Jackson's thinking about putting her on the payroll, I guess. She's been here all afternoon. How you doing?
Well, now I'll get rich. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what happened to me and Jackson. We don't know what to do with all this money.
Yeah, you're the moneyed elite, I can tell. Yeah.
That's the reason we got all the Rolls Royces parked out front.
That's what that was. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. How you doing, young lady? You're running for city council of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I am, and I'm doing great. And just out there, you know, every chance I get, weeknights and weekends, just knocking on doors and talking to people and shaking hands and asking them what their concerns are.
Right. And we're going to talk about some of those concerns, too.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And I know you've probably talked about them until you're blue in the face, but we'll talk about them just a little bit more. And after that, we're going to let you go home, let you get a good night's sleep.
I'll take one of your Rolls Royces and just, yeah.
Well, take Jackson's, because I'm kind of attached to mine. I've got that Buick emblem on it, but that's just to, you know, to sort of, I don't like to flaunt it.
It's very humble of you.
Yeah, sure, that's me, yeah. I tell you what we're going to do. Jackson will only give Kelly full yield of our time. If we can, we're going to kick this thing off right now. But for right now, yes, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick off your 8 o'clock hour here on Sunday night at WGNS right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach me and Kelly tonight, and you reach Kelly at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send us a text to that number, and Jackson will be glad to read it over the air, or give it to me or Kelly. We'll read it if you do not wish to be heard on the air live. And some of you, we understand you're a little shy. You don't want to be. Now, how do you find us? First of all, talk to Angela out in the parking lot. I know you were on with her earlier.
Yeah.
And
that was a fun show.
You lived through. Oh, that's a fun show. Okay, this one's not. Okay. And tune in. You can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you. Go to wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And listen in. You know, I listen to Jason Qualls through the week. He's on around 4 o'clock. Financial coaching advice. And Angela is here with Simplicity at 6 o'clock every Sunday. And her and the ladies there are doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am biased. I love her to death, and we cut and kid up back and forth. And but I have a feeling with the way I greeted them tonight, I'll be getting a little bit more respect around here, Kelly. And
I think you're right.
Yeah. You know how to work, you know, the way to a man's heart. Same is true with a woman, too. It's right through their stomach, you know.
You brought us ice cream.
Oh,
you got to love
my
that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Hey, I had that. You know, I had a friend that owed me a favor.
Well, no, you thought of us.
Yeah. Well, I said, unfortunately, I got to eat. I got to finish this before getting home because I'm not supposed to have it. I said, man, you talk about honesty in radio. Yeah. How can you reach us tonight? You can see us tonight. Of course, you can reach us on the good old-fashioned radio at 1450 AM on your AM radio band. That radio is the little square. It's maybe a rectangular device in the dash of your car where you can actually tune us in while you're driving down the road, or at 100.5 or 101.9 FM. And you can download us right now on WGNSradio.com, listen live, News Radio WGNS on YouTube. We are live. I'm looking at us right now. Bless y'all's hearts having a look at me. So look to the right side of your screen and look at Kelly. You know, it's like one guy said, you know, you realize the camera adds 10 pounds. And he said, okay, Ed, how many cameras are there on you right now? So I've got a lot of friends in this town, in this county. Got a lot of pool here. there's a number of ways. My wife will listen occasionally. She listens on Alexa. She'll occasionally watch YouTube Live. We're on Facebook Live. There's just so many ways to get us. And if you want to see our older programs where Kelly's been on, you can download us on YouTube. Edwin Lee Raymer. Just type that in. Just type in Edwin Lee Raymer on YouTube and it will pull up. And a lot of the older shows will come up. Now, enough of that. Kelly, what's going on in the political realm?
Well, there is so much going on. There are so many candidates out there running, and we've been knocking doors and talking to people. That's right. My favorite part of campaigning. I love
talking to the people. I would love doing it. I think I've never put my name on a ballot, and thank you for doing it. And by the way, thank you for being here tonight. I know you're tired, and it has been fine. Hot out there. It's you're approaching 100. You're going to have another week of it, but. You're doing the work, you're putting it in, and that's what it takes.
And I'm not doing it alone. You know, it's like I've got a staff that's the backbone of the campaign, and they're out there in the heat knocking doors with me. And the last 2 weekends, we've had so many people like come out to volunteer with our team. Right. More people than I've seen knocking doors, you know, at one time for a campaign. So I
who
feel
is managing
really
your,
enthusiastic.
Is Christian managing?
Yeah, he's
Christian
my campaign
Gay,
manager.
Christian, yeah. None better. He lives, sleeps, eats, breathes it. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He really does. Yeah. And none better than him. You know, what are you hearing about as you go out from? First of all, I want to say this: we cannot be remiss in what happened yesterday in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Thank goodness our former president, Donald Trump, is fine. Looks like he's going to be okay. A volunteer fireman lost his life yesterday because of this. Another person, I believe, was wounded. The shooter was removed. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way to be kind about it. Probably we don't have any place in any level of politics for this. There's no sense in this.
There isn't, yeah. Violence is never a solution. Political violence, especially, it gets in the way of the democratic process. It's just an impediment to civil life.
It certainly is.
And I think that, you know, it's like we've become so polarized, and it kind of ramps up the rhetoric. It ramps up the feelings, the emotions that people have, and you know, to resort to that, it's just an extreme that we should never get to.
Not at all.
And I think that I've seen people, you know, say that and then blame the other side. And it's something that we really need to make sure that we don't express things violently, that we don't have violent words, we don't have violent, we manage our violent tendencies, that we call people out. It's like it's more than just not resorting to violence.
Know.
We're all responsible for ratcheting it down, and we all have to look at our own thoughts and words and deeds and examine them and make sure that we filter out the violent message that we might be sending.
And for me, that's foul language, because I can have a foul mouth. Now, I've done a lot better as I've gotten older, especially being around radio, when you're around a radio station, or as you know, a television station. You used to work at Channel 4, where she won her Emmy, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're around the microphone, you've got to always assume that microphone is on.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes what people call foul language is just for emphasis or, you know, just expressiveness.
Yeah.
But violent language can be different, you know, just even saying, you know, somebody deserves something or, ooh, I'd like to, you know, and insert violent thought there.
Yeah, I mean, we've all said that, Junior, I'm going to kill you. Boy, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to, ingest to our children, you know.
Right.
If you don't straighten up, a damn or a hell is one thing. But, you know, but I try to really watch it, and especially on Facebook, I do, because I post some very... I can post some very controversial things. Well, people say they're controversial. I don't think they're controversial. I think they're just common sense, but they can be interpreted the wrong way.
And you can be passionate and you can be committed without resorting to, violent language and without... without demonizing or villainizing the other side. It's like you can be passionate and factual and have a statement without countering it with, you know, somebody else is bad or evil or has bad intentions. You can just speak to your own. And I've always made a point to limit my campaigning to being positive, to not, you know, it's like you can state facts about what someone has done and how you're opposed to that or how you are different than that, but never demonizing or villainizing the other side or even supposing what their motivations are.
Right.
You know, it's like it's a fine line, and I just don't like going negative. I just don't like, presenting things
it won't help
in a
you or anybody
way.
Else, you know. Well, and Reverend Martin Luther King said this: if you're going to, and a lot of people forget this, because there was so much civil unrest in the '60s, he said, if you're going to try and advance your cause with violence, you're going to lose.
And
you are ultimately. Oh, you might win a little battle here or there, but ultimately you will lose.
And you've opened that door.
That's right.
And people feel it's like once a violent act has taken place, or even violent rhetoric, then people feel justified in returning that same level of violence or more. You know, it's kind of like
I got to one up you.
Right. Yeah. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth leaves the whole world blind and toothless.
Right.
So
exactly
the way to stop that is to unplug, to not contribute to that.
That's right.
Anymore, that rhetoric. So
okay.
Yeah, it's never a solution.
And, you know, but thank goodness it looks like I really hate it because I hold a special place for firemen. My brother is a lieutenant fireman at City of Franklin. I mention it all the time. And, you know, they do a great job. And, you know, here's the thing. When someone calls them, hey, my house is on fire. They say, well, now, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
They what's your address, you know.
Exactly.
And lots of times they'll know that before as the phone rings. They know where the call's coming from anymore with technology. But that's terrible. And another lady, I don't know if it was injured.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but someone else is critically injured as far as the last I read. And you know, whatever their beliefs, whoever they voted for, it's like that's another American citizen. It's another person.
It's another person. It's our neighbor.
They have, exactly.
They're our neighbors.
They have family. They have
people
that love them. And it's just an extremely sad situation that had to happen. And even, it's just...
Okay. Let's move on to your campaign here. You're running for city council in Murfreesboro here. You along with four other people, I believe.
Four other people. Yeah, the three incumbents and another challenger.
And what are you hearing? You say you're talking to a lot of people. What are they hollering about? Or what are they asking about? I say holler.
One of the biggest concerns people bring up is traffic. Another concern is funding our public schools, making sure our public tax dollars stay with our public schools. the decency ordinance that was passed last year is on a topic on the mind of a lot of people. And honestly, that was the driving force that got me to run for city council. It was misguided. It was unconstitutional. It was passed not at the bequest of, you know, a vast array of citizens. Most people didn't think we had a problem, and as a matter of fact, it was kind of passed by. Well, what they explained was the result of emails, but in the ACLU lawsuit that was filed against the city, all but one of the councilmen, Mr. Shacklett, didn't vote for it. As a matter of fact, I think he warned them that it was unconstitutional. But there were emails, several from Robbie Starbuck. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's kind of a conservative instigator.
Okay.
And what I've heard from someone very close to the issue that works with Borough Pride is that a couple of those emails were sent before the Borough Pride event that he was complaining about. And the video that was sent was not even of Borough Pride. It was of another event somewhere else completely.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. It seemed as if it was. It seemed as if there was a different agenda than just listening to constituents.
Sure.
When I went to speak to the city council, when they had open, you know, open meetings so that people could come and get on the list to speak, I was lucky enough to get one of those slots. But the room was packed with people trying to convince them not to pass that ordinance. So there was clearly, you know, a lot of people that were against it. I was scheduled to speak and got up to say my piece to try to get them to, I don't know, find some compromise or find rules that everyone could heed to.
Sure.
And when I got up to speak, nobody looked up. It was clear that minds were already made up.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that sure. We'll allow you to come speak.
But that's it.
We're not going to listen.
We're not going to listen. Sure.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of that going on. People here, but they're not listening.
Yeah. So if you aren't there to listen to the constituents, because I realized at that point, I had no voice. I had no voice in my city government. That
right.
Everyone else that was there to speak had no voice in their city government either.
We are hearing so much of this from the federal level right on down to local county government.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
that
you're following
that
the agenda.
These politicians are just doing whatever they want to. I mean, and here we go again. 80% of the people want some type of common sense gun control.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been over this discussion before. You and your dad, me and my mm-hmm. family, all of us have guns, own guns, all that.
Right.
But you got to use some common sense.
Right. And even law enforcement doesn't want permitless carry.
No.
not at all. And I mean, it's clear from the numbers that isn't serving our state well. I don't think it was an outcry. Yeah, it was an outcry of people that wanted that, and the same thing with the decency ordinance. So it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like that impacted me and the community and my family in a very personal way. My son mm-hmm. felt unwanted in his own hometown and moved out of state. So
understood.
Yeah. I felt very strongly about it and decided I needed
this.
To step in.
I will say this. I've talked to two or three people where their children have... Mm-hmm. One has even left this country.
Yeah, that was
disgusting. It's getting that bad. We're going to go to our first series break. Kelly Northcutt is with us. She's running for Murfreesboro City Council. Jackson's on the board. My name's Ed Raymer. Stay with us. More after these good words from our local sponsors. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity.
I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back. Ed Raymer is here with you. Jackson's on the board. Miss Kelly Northcutt's with us. She's running for Murfreesboro City Council. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how are you?
Hey.
Well, hello. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Doing good.
How you doing, Jeff?
Mr. Raymer, I ran into somebody running for office this weekend. And the person told me that the first day of early voting, they had around close to 750 people voted.
Ooh.
Right. Our early voting started Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
I don't know about Saturday. I know a friend of mine voted on winning voted Saturday. But he said he works a lot during the week and he can't do a lot during the week. So he went ahead and voted Saturday.
I told the wife the other night, I said, we have got to go vote next week. We want to get this out of the way while this hot weather's here.
Yep.
And
you don't have to stand in line.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you something. These politicians eating it up. I brought this lady something for a little treat from Sonic. Man, she just sat down and started just nibbling, you know?
She already ate enough barbecue. She wants some dessert.
There you go. Yeah.
She wants some dessert. She don't want that barbecue. You don't give her no barbecue stuff.
And nothing's better than ice cream on a hot day.
That thing will melt time you get to the studio. You don't worry about the melt time you get there. But what I want to say, you guys, you ever talk about the Trump situation, and of course it's horrible. I mean, you talk about all the other ones that's happened down through Gabby Giffords and the Scalise. And,
That's hit both sides.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi's husband almost got killed. Somebody went in their house, almost killed him. Killed him. You know, but I don't know if you saw here recently the covenant shoot, you know, in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The judge decided not to release the writings of the shooter.
Yeah,
and right.
They're mm-hmm. the property of the victims' families now, so it won't be released for what she wrote and all
right.
stuff, what she
mm-hmm.
did and stuff. So that was a good thing, but now they're blaming people. Now they say that, well, you called Trump Hitler for 3 years, so that's somebody, it's a nut. That's why, like one guy said on an earlier show today, said, I'm not surprised it happened. When you called Trump Hitler for three such and such years, he wasn't surprised. He thought it would happen, you know. That he's not surprised it did. When you tell Biden he's too old to be president, you tell him he's too old and he does stuff and he does things he does. I mean, Trump's not no spring chicken. He's 78. He's not 58 or 48 if he was.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay and everything. But
I think there's been a lot of finger pointing on both sides
how
we got here.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kelly. I'll agree with that.
It ain't just the one of both sides have done it. But I mean, it's just the way that we are right now. I'm hoping like Biden was on tonight for a few minutes and he pretty much nailed, you know, it's just not acceptable. And,
right.
He had a good little address tonight. The wife and I watched it before I left. Yeah. One reason I was running late getting up here when I came up to be with Kelly, but I wanted to watch it. It was only about 6 or 7 minutes, but he did a fantastic job.
I thought he did a good job too. And then one of them on Fox that it wasn't good enough, and people want to hear from Trump. And
well,
there's going to be finger-pointing all around to say how we got here. The point is, this is where we're at, and what are we going to do now?
Right.
Now, what are we going to do to do something about it? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I'll just say just people need to get out. And I went to the forum Thursday night. It was real good.
Yeah.
I mean, all the candidates, all the Democrats were there, a couple of Republicans, but and the just incumbents weren't. But it was real good turnout. And like I said, people just need to get out and vote. If they vote early or vote election, if they need to get out and vote, I mean, it's really important. I mean, people fight and die in this country and other countries to do it. I mean, there's countries that I know that I've seen where people get have a little red mark ink when they go vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they fight and die for it. So we need to, you know, to exercise our rights and go vote. I don't care how you vote, as long as you vote.
I encourage everyone to, as well.
And guys, I enjoy your show. And Emily, happy anniversary again. Take care.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And Jeff, thank you. For last week. I appreciate that. Okay, Jeff Neal. Anyway, a regular caller here at WGNS and a good friend of WGNS. He's been a good friend of this broadcast and friend of mine since I got here. And I never did know why, but he always was, and I certainly appreciate it. Kelly, how do people contact you? I always seem to miss that. And let's talk about it right now while we're here.
You can go to kellynorthcutt.com. That's K-E-L-L-Y and Northcutt with two T's on the end. And that's my website. Mm-hmm. There's a link so you can contact me. Email is info@kellynorthcutt.com. So that it's pretty easy to remember. Just send a message if you want to. Follow my socials. There's links to them on there, so you can message me.
Sure.
Social media. I'm available out there for anybody to get a hold of.
I appreciate you because when I call, lots of times you'll answer your phone. If you don't, I know you're either in a meeting or a forum or something. And I appreciate it. This lady is very accessible, folks. She's not hiding from you, okay?
And I think that dialogue, you know, that you start with voters, you know, during the campaign,
right?
You need to continue that. It's like you have to be plugged into your constituents. You have to be plugged into the community.
True.
It's like I'm trying to remember the term that Christian came up with. I'm a career citizen. You know, it's like I'm not a developer.
Right.
I'm not coming at it from a perspective that
the
you
law
know, that that's,
or real estate or whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
case
so
may be.
I'm not
right.
doing this to yeah. you know enrich me or my buddies or
it's
you know whatever
not doing
the motivation
it for the money.
Or even you know it's like sometimes it's like I think if you have a developer mindset, it's like that old saw that, you know, when the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So that looks like the way to solve every problem.
Yeah,
So I'm coming at it from a citizen perspective.
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
Lived here for 26 years. The city has changed and grown a lot. There's still a lot about Murfreesboro that I fell in love with when I was going to college here. And the reason I moved back here to raise my kids. But we have a lot of challenges. We're still growing. We've been growing even when, you know, the economy was worse and lots of other places were struggling. It's like people were still moving here. And the reasons that they moved here or because this is a good place to live. We've got good schools. We've got the Greenway, thanks to Bart Gordon. We've got you know great parks and recreation. There's just so much that's attractive about here.
You know,
but we need to make sure we keep it that way.
We were here in 1980s when we came here.
Yeah.
And back in the last century.
And it was.
Doesn't it make me sound? I mean,
it makes
you
me
know,
feel
back
old.
In
Stop.
The last yeah. century,
I
when
remember.
But
rode our
you know,
buckboard
yeah,
wagon.
Rode our buckboard. Yeah. The Ramers rode their buckboard. Got all the hills, you know, Beverly Hills. Come, Mamaw sitting in the rocking chair, you know. But anyway,
story about a man named Ed.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be enough. Thank you, my Emmy award-winning friend. It wasn't for singing you got the Emmy, was it?
that was just cruel.
Hey, you know, but it you know, we got here. I've told the story so many times. Down here in 1980, I was still living at home then, you know. And a few months later, they announced Nissan was going to be built, and man, the rocket took off.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going great guns ever since. And we've hit some hips, some dips and nips here and there, you know, yep. and some slips here and there. But for the most part, Rutherford County. And then, you know, later, Saturn was announced, mm-hmm. you know, and we became the hub mm-hmm. of this. And a lot of good local politicians, and yes, even some on our state level, mm-hmm. were responsible for this,
yes.
saying, hey, we got a good thing here. We're within, what, driving distance to, what was it, nearly 50% of the population, whatever the
oh, yeah.
figure is.
Yeah.
People like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now, we've got some now wishing it would slow down and all that,
right.
and I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But, you know, the job you're running for,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be hit with this day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded, I was coming in, and we live out South Church going past Indian Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know that this happened there, but it was somewhere. And city council person, whoever it was, man or woman, was called and said, I have a complaint to file. I said, okay. And talked it over and said, well, you'd need to send local police out. No emergency, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So within a day or two, police went out and said, you know, yes, ma'am. What, we had a thing from your city councilman
mm-hmm.
that you had a complaint and we've come to see what it is. Said, well, there are golf balls in my backyard. And he said, ma'am, you live on a golf course. Now, this is what you're going to be facing. This was the truth. It was the truth. He said, I know, but they're coming in my backyard. He said, ma'am.
We will deploy the force field.
Yeah. Live on a golf course. I mean,
yeah.
and some people, you know, yeah. and I know she was upset.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
but. So, you'd wonder, why did you move there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and let's face it, for example, Indian Hills, those houses are not exactly getting, they never have been given those houses away.
Oh,
you can
no.
afford to live a lot of places.
Yeah.
That never made any sense to me.
Yeah.
It's like living next to the ocean. There's a lot of sand out there in my backyard. No kidding. Yeah, there's an ocean down there, man.
Yeah, that would be an issue that would cause some consternation.
Yeah, that's
sure.
going to be some of the no-win situations you get into, and you know that's going to happen.
Yes.
You've been around this thing a while.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, you know, it's like I'm sure that I won't be able to immediately solve every problem that's called upon. But you know that being available to people, even you know, even if you get calls like that, it's important because everybody needs to have a voice in their city government. Everyone needs to feel heard.
Sure,
and
agreed.
Yeah, and you know,
right.
you can tactfully address the situation even if it's something like that. But you know, it's like. There are no small problems, you know? It's like in
no,
a city...
No, if it's a big problem to them,
yes,
it's a problem.
Right, and that's not to say I can solve it, but if I listen to you and, you know, we can do what we can to address it.
Well, I
and think that's the most you can promise somebody. But and if you're hearing the same issue over and over, then you know that that's something that has to be addressed. And sometimes, you know, some of the most obvious challenges aren't things that have an easy solution.
You no, know, they're not.
It's
no.
like a lot. Some of the issues I've been hearing from people are the concern about housing costs rising. About rents
yeah.
going up and not being able to afford homes because the home prices are going up.
Yeah, what is an affordable house anymore? They're talking about we need affordable housing. Okay.
Yes. Well,
I built houses, I know.
The standard
and it's a
is,
lot higher it, now than it was when Raymer Brothers was building houses.
Right. So are people's, you know, take-home pay. But the standard is it shouldn't
true.
Be more than 25% of your income is what you should pay for housing.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people that are stretching that limit and way past that. And some of that, another, at one of the forums, I believe it was Councilman Wade said, you can't just, you know, you can't just expect to make housing affordable just because you want it.
Sure.
Well, of course not. That's not how the world works. That's not how government works. That's not how the city council works. But the point is, it won't happen unless you do something about it.
Exactly right.
So you search for more creative solutions. Search for places that have found a way to answer that challenge. It's a big challenge. We can't control, the economy of the nation. We can't control the economy of the state. But the thing is, our unemployment rate is really low. Right. Our wages have been going up. So what we need to make sure is that if there are things we can do to mitigate the rising housing costs, that we can do those. And we look for those solutions and don't just say we can't do anything about it.
Right.
We can. Mm-hmm. There are zoning things you can do. I believe it was Representative Sparks who asked for a study to find out about the cost influence of impact fees, because we recently passed that in the city, and I think the county is looking at impact fees. And I think the answer he was expecting was that's going to make housing costs way too high, but the I think it was TASER, and I'm trying to remember what that stands for. I think it's the Tennessee Agency for Intergovernmental Communication.
I do not know. I don't know.
Anyway, it's Intergovernmental Communications. So they did the study and found that in actuality, the developmental impact fees only make the cost of housing rise like 1% or less.
Okay.
That's pretty insignificant. I mean, it's a lot when you're making your down payment. It mm-hmm. might feel like, a little bit, but a 1% cost increase on that on a house is not a make or break. But that there were certain zoning regulations that you could change that would have a much bigger impact on lowering the cost of housing.
Sure.
They even offer state programs that we could take advantage of. I'm not sure we're taking advantage of them now. I'm positive we're not.
Right.
But they offer things called land banks, where you collect like unused or abandoned properties, and then you offer those to developers at 0% interest.
Right.
The financing, buying the land and the financing of it is a huge part of a developer's initial investment.
That's where it starts.
Exactly.
Sure.
So if you can offer that, you have an abandoned lot and we have that, and you offer it at 0% financing, and with the understanding that they have to build lower cost or middle range housing, or higher density, you build a couple duplexes or a cottage court, which is like smaller little houses that face a court. They're adorable, and it's a nice way to mix in higher density housing into an older established neighborhood. But those homes cost less because of the financing that you've offered the developer. So they make more money back because it's higher density, and they don't have to spend as much up front. And so what you've done is you've created more affordable housing. You've created housing in that middle range for starter homes so people can move out of apartments. You've created an opportunity to build like a small apartment complex in one lot, and you increase the number of apartments out there. We have like 90% occupancy rate in apartments. I think Sean Wright said we don't want more apartments, but we need more apartments. If we have 90% occupancy rate, then people can charge more because it's a supply and demand thing. So if we have more supply, then they're not going to be able to keep raising your rent as much because there's going to be more options for you, and they know that. So one way that we can control that is to get creative with that. Use those state programs that we can take advantage of, and that helps the developers, and it helps the citizens that live here from getting priced out of their neighborhoods.
And another thing, and this happened in our neighborhood, homes that were being built, and mom's got a car, dad's got a pickup truck. That's the size of the parking space, the concrete space to park.
Yeah.
Well, now the kids have gotten older.
Yeah, they get driver's license.
And they're driving. And I can take you out there tonight, and there's a number of cars parked on the street. Now, there's a lot of people that raise Cain about that. I don't.
Yeah.
I've never, because, our lot was big enough. We had plenty of room for the kids to park, no problem. But there are some people that can't, and I understand. You have code regulations and you have all that. You can't take a two-bedroom house and have 14 people living in it. You know, and that's somewhere where city government may have to get involved, or your codes inspectors, and say, look, we can't do this, you know.
Well, yeah, and if it's you know, multi like a larger unit, it's like you've got to provide for parking for that.
You're
going
to have to, right? And people have to understand that's part. This, you know, we've all got to play by the rules.
Yes.
And that, unfortunately, and I don't mean to be the stick in the mud, but you know what I'm saying. Sometimes there are times that you have to, like you said, there'll be decisions you have to make that say, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Smith or whatever, but we're going to have to make this decision, and you're going to be, you know, I've watched city council meetings, I've watched county committee. I've, you know, that's my girl, that's Kelly, tell them, Kelly, and 5 minutes later, you know, she's just silly, that's the stupidest answer I ever heard in my life. That's politics. That's it is. You're going to do that. I'm not saying I'm going to do you that way, but I had one city councilman years ago said, and I forget his name, it escapes me right now, and I said, well, how's it going? He said, well, said, Ed, I'll tell you, he was on the Murfreesboro City Council, said, well, you got some people happy and some people mad. I said, I've cussed you and I could have hugged your neck all in the same showing, you know. I mean,
you'll never agree with everything a politician does unless you're the politician. And sometimes not even then, you know, sometimes it's like you've got to make decisions based on the rules as they exist. And, you know, if you want to change the rules, that's a separate process. You've got to enforce the laws and ordinances or make a change through the channels that you have. So sometimes, you know, I'm not even going to agree with the decisions that have to be made, but to apply them fairly to everyone and to listen to the constituents and, you know, actually follow the law, follow the Constitution.
That would be a
refreshing change. Because that applies equally to everyone, and you can't pick and choose.
Well, and is it not even more true, and I've said this many times, in state, local government, county government, because you folks don't have the ability to print money.
You
must work within certain parameters.
We have the budget.
We simply can't afford to do this, you know. Whereas the federal government, start the presses, guys.
Yeah.
You know, just something, it's not that simple, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we have the basic pool of funds that we have, and we have to make those choices. Some of that, you know, you just rely on the priorities of the person that you're voting for. And my priority will always be the constituents and not an agenda that's passed down by the governor or by, you know, someone else. If you're not listening to the constituents, then you're not doing your job. You're not serving the purpose that you're there for.
We're going to go to our last series of breaks when Jackson gets in here. What's next on your plate? What do you got going this week? I mean,
I don't think we have another event set up this week, but we'll be out knocking on doors probably midweek and then on the weekend as well. And if anybody wants to come along and join, it's a party atmosphere. It's hot out there, but we're all in it together.
Anyone in the city of Murfreesboro is eligible to vote. It doesn't make any difference where you live. They can vote for you. Now, obviously, my wife and I cannot. We're outside in the county. But if you live in the city, ladies and gentlemen, vote for this lady. It would be a feather in your cap, I'm telling you.
And I'll be there for you. Yeah.
Right.
Anyone in the city limits, they're all at large seats. You can vote for up to three, but you don't have to. If there's somebody else that you like and support, you can vote for them. But if you want to just do a one-shot vote for me, you can do that.
Understood.
So you don't have to vote for all three, especially if you don't know anything about the other candidates.
Very good.
So it can be just a one-shot. And early voting started last Friday, and it continues through the 27th. any of the, you can vote at any of the early voting locations. And the election is August 1st.
That's the big day.
And Rutherford County, and that includes, you know, the city of Murfreesboro elections, you can vote at any of the voting polling locations, no matter where you live. So you don't have, if you work in Laverne or Smyrna and you want to go, you know,
at
during
lunch,
your lunch
or whatever,
break,
you can do it. My wife loved it.
Yeah.
She could go because she worked all the way down in Ingram. She was in Laverne.
Yeah.
She could go at lunch and go vote.
Highly encourage early voting. And there are early voting
Alan
locations.
Farley and his people have done a fantastic job of what they're doing over there.
Yep.
It's made it so easy. We're going to go, Kelly, to our last section of breaks here.
Okay.
Jax is on the board, and we'll be back with you right after this. You listen to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer, back with Kelly right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, "We do it all." Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate it. All right. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Complete Yard Care. Thank you. Jay Mullins, Tim, Michelle, all of you out there. Garrick, all of you at Jay Mullins over on Northfield Boulevard. Thank you so much. Longtime sponsor of our broadcast. Just all I can ever say is thanks. Thank you so much, Andy, for agreeing to sponsor this broadcast. And we want to give people, I've always wanted to give people, since I started doing these type shows, this broadcast, an alternative, a reasonable alternative. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no better alternative than the reasonable alternative sitting right in front of me with Kelly Northcutt. Kelly, thanks again for doing this. Thank you for running.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's a lot of work.
It is.
That it is. It's a lot of work.
It would have been a whole lot easier to just sit home in the cool air and watch Netflix. But
I know.
You know, I just kind of felt driven to make a change. And, you know, you kind of sit there and you think somebody ought to do something. And then, you know, if nobody else steps up, it's like, well, I guess I got to be that somebody. So I'm willing to, you know, raise my head up. And sometimes that'll get, you know, sometimes it gets difficult. And it's time consuming. And I expect it will be when I win, but I'm willing to do it because I think it needs to be done. There's another, like I said, the three incumbents are running. Bill Shacklett's a reasonable man. He's the only person that voted against that decency ordinance. I was just going to ask you about
that and the books that have been pulled off the shelves.
Off the library shelves,
Which is totally... I don't care who's listening, and some of those people on there are my friends. One of them I talked to this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally ludicrous. When you're pulling off the book, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, I don't think that was in the recent thing, but yeah, that's one that is a frequently banned book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're reading some of these books. My wife and I, we're older than y'all are, and when we were kids in school, I said, did this hurt our education or our background or our relationship or something? Because I don't know if it did.
No, that's a wonderful book.
I guess we're just two messed up people, you know.
there's a lot of books that challenge one's critical thinking, that make you think critically. And
and
for that to be threatening to someone, I think reveals a lot more about them than it does the book.
Yeah, that you're not like this person.
Yeah.
I'm not like, thank God there's a lot of people who aren't like me either.
Yeah.
You didn't have to agree with that, but I'm serious. I mean,
if we were all the same, that'd be a boring world. I think, you know,
that we're
a diverse multitude, I think, is our strength.
Right.
And I think we need civil discourse. We need to be able to disagree and still find the humanity in another person.
You know,
and if I'm lucky enough to be elected, I intend to represent the whole populace of Murfreesboro. That doesn't mean that you had to vote for the same person for president that I did. You don't even have to vote for me. You can be diametrically opposed to me, and I still care that you'll have clean water and garbage pickup and good kids, good schools for your kids.
Yeah, I was talking to Kurt Wade, a good friend of ours, we were talking, you know, when someone calls, the last thing, hey, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Yeah.
It makes no difference.
No. We're at large.
Especially true in a smaller semblance of government, whether you be a county commissioner or a city councilman.
Yeah. We need to be answerable to all of them.
And, when we built our house in 97, 98, whenever it was, I think 98, at that time, Rutherford County, I'm sorry, we were out in the county, had a, they had an impact fee.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, things were different then. Of course, we all know they've changed. And it was like $1,500 or $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we got to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we pay for being here, you know.
Yeah, because that means, there's going to have to be, roads, there's going to have to be, infrastructure. And that's not just like water and sewer lines, but infrastructure includes our firefighters and fire stations and police and EMTs. It's like that's part of the infrastructure that I think gets overlooked a lot when all people are talking about is like paving roads and widening them. It's like it's impressive how much we've spent to do that. But it's like we need to make sure that the people that we hire to keep us safe and to make it a good community to live in, so when you call that they're going to show up and quickly and be there to serve the community. It's like that's part of our infrastructure too, and that's part of what those developmental impact fees go towards is to make sure that the infrastructure that is part of city government, that's our first responders, that's infrastructure.
Well, and for me and you, and I guess it's boring for some of us that know, whatever people, I like how I'll just shut the government down. Okay, well, how did you get here tonight?
Yeah, that's
well,
just
I drove on a road. No kidding.
Who paved that road? Yeah.
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 And when you're talking about shutting down the government, the first thing we need to do is we need to shut off your lights, because that's TVA.
Mm-hmm.
Brought about by FDR, I might add, in the New Deal, which gave us, I think, Social Security.
Yes.
President Johnson he was a Democrat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
President Johnson gave us Medicare, Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
The list can go on and on under these wonderful people.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting political
state highways.
That started
and
under President Eisenhower, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I think was it Mamie or Lady Bird that didn't like all the signs out on the interstate? I think it was Lady Bird, wasn't it?
Yeah, she had the beautification.
Had the beautification thing.
Yeah.
Didn't like all the
I gotta agree with her.
All the advertising. Mm-hmm. I've got to the point I think, maybe maybe
I
Bird
think she
had
was
some,
onto something
I think she
there.
Had that, yeah, because now they're digital.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness knows what it costs to put a message on one of those. So I'm sure you may
actually,
know. You've
looked yeah, at actually, it. it's less expensive because you don't have all the production and printing to put it and keep it up for a certain month. So you can change
it. Right?
Yeah. So it changes. You notice it's like there's three or four in the space of the time you drive by.
Yes.
It. Yeah. So that means
agreed.
It's cheaper per
right.
per view. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And you don't have the production costs. It's just.
I wonder if I put my face on that thing, more people would tune in. Wouldn't that be great?
Could cause accidents. I don't know. We want to address the traffic problems,
yeah,
Ed.
What a good-looking man, you know. I had a girl tell me the other day. I told her, said, "You must be," said, "you." She said, "You remind me of my grandfather." Okay, it couldn't just be your dad.
Yeah,
it had
yeah.
It had to be your grandfather.
I'm sure that
said,
was
because
a,
you
a hit
me.
To the ego.
I said, why is that? Well, you talk like him. He said, but you look a lot like him. I said, he must be an incredibly handsome man. And she just giggled and chuckled and laughed and walked off. I said, wait a minute.
Was that a confirmation? Was
I don't know.
You can just think whatever you want to think, since she didn't answer.
No, you cannot think what you want to think. I want you to think what I think. Oh,
you
man.
Sound like you're in politics.
No, that's it. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Yeah, yeah, really. Trust me.
Oh, see, that's, yeah, that oh, that's something you don't want to hear. Yeah.
Do you think at times democracy can be messy?
Oh, I think it's messy by design.
Yeah.
You know, just having one person make every decision, that's clean and neat and, you know, structured. But democracy, when you got to get input from everybody mm-hmm. and you have to have some kind of consensus and you have to get a majority of people to agree and you have to make a compromise, that's hard. It's work. It's worthwhile work, you know?
Right.
It's like you can't, you know, grow tomatoes without digging some dirt. It's worth what you put into it.
Well, you can't, as my good friend Jack Nicholson always said, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
There you go. That was pretty good.
We're going to get out here in a couple of minutes. You know, Kelly, I wish you the very best. Early voting has started.
Mm-hmm.
August 1st, is that on a Thursday?
I believe it is, which is a weird day for an election. Yeah, but it's on a Thursday.
Well, hopefully, but then it will cool off a little bit.
I'm not counting on it. It's the 1st of August.
I know, it's the 1st of August, July and August, and even September anymore here is pretty hot in
Middle Tennessee. So make a
plan.
Go vote early. You can be in and out. It's like 5 minutes, and that's the time it takes to park, too.
Believe me.
So make a plan. Go early. Take your friends with you. This last Friday, the first day of early voting, we met a whole bunch of people at City Cafe, had some good biscuits and gravy, and then we all walked over and did early voting on the first day. So, you know, make it a fun thing. You can just get together with folks.
I would say something else. If you can, take your kids with you.
Yes, I
show
always
did that.
Show
them what this process is all about.
Yeah, show them that it's important to you.
That's exactly right.
Model that behavior, and
it's
it'll be important.
It's a couple of minutes till we're going to get out of here. Tell them how to get a hold of you, and we're going to be gone. Going to move out and make room for our next operation that's coming
all right
here
KellyNorthcutt.com. That's my website. There's it links to my social media. You can message me, you can send me an email, info@KellyNorthcutt. Let me know. And if you want to help us knock doors, I would love to have you join us. I'll even give you cold water, so you know you'll be out there, because you know I don't know a lot of rich folks, but you know, with some elbow grease and sweat, we're making it happen.
I'm seeing your signs. I love you to death. Good luck to you. Whatever
thank
you need,
Ed.
I'm a phone call away. Jackson, thank you. Good job on the board. And from WGNS, this is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Take care.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.